Hey, Mayor Lowry of Florissant, the great mayor of Florissant, in the house. He'll be joining us here in a bit. He wants to talk about the red light cameras. So we'll have a chance to talk to him coming up in just a couple minutes. But before we do anything, it's Friday, and one of my, actually, I really like this segment. Let me introduce you to the former editor of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch for 30 years, also the founder of Weiss Wright, that's W-E-I-S-S Wright, W-R-I-T-E.com. ReeseWright.com. Is that right?
Weiss Wright.
Right. I knew I was gonna butcher it somehow. I know it's Dick Weiss.
But you know what? You're consistent.
But it's Reese Wright. ReeseWright.com, which is good thing you picked an easy website for people to remember.
Yeah.
There's a blog where you offer workshops, and you blog about all this stuff every day, right?
I try to.
Yeah, there you go.
Frequently, not all right. Every day.
You're our media critic.
Yes.
Okay, good. A lot of things going on this week, including the big news, Dick, that Karen Foss moves to the dark side.
Yes, the dark side, PR.
The PR dark side.
And even darker because it's Ameren. And somebody called that the Port au Prince Power and Light. And she's going to be out there representing Ameren, which I think is a good move for Ameren because she brings a lot of credibility. People like her. She's smart, good on her feet, and when she goes to these public hearings, I think that people probably won't scream at her the way that they have at other Ameren officials, at least for a while.
Yeah, at least until they don't have power for 2 weeks. Backstory on Karen Foss. She leaves Channel 5. Very quickly. No swan song. It took Julius Hunter 6 months to leave Channel 4. Took Karen Foss 6 minutes to leave Channel 5. So obviously either something wasn't right there and she left, whether it was her choice or contract, a dispute or whatever, right? We can assume?
Well, I don't know. She'd been doing it for many, many years and she just may have been interested in moving on. I haven't picked up on any vibes that there was any
right.
Negative feeling.
I just
there could have been.
Not that I know, but usually when a longtime anchor leaves, they do a swan song. They do it in sweeps, so they get every last drop of press out of it, and then they ride her off into the sunset. This one was, hey, Karen Foss's last day is next Tuesday.
Right, and she may have wanted it that way. To me, it was a more dignified departure than some
right.
That I've seen. And she may have said, I don't want people to make a big fuss. There were some tears shed at the anchor desk or among her friends. And
then the parody on CW11.
Right.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think that it's interesting how many anchors have moved on to other things in public relations. We have Don Johnson, I think, is at History Museum. Julius Hunter is the vice president for communications at St. Louis University.
Right.
We had, and they've all done, as near as I can tell, pretty well. Then there was Jamie Allman, who went to the Archdiocese, and I don't think did all that well.
Well, the first rule of PR is don't yell at the media, I think.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Yeah,
you seem to have forgotten that.
So over the next coming weeks and months and years, do you think Karen Foss will be able to put Ameren UE in a better light?
I think Ameren UE needs to put itself in a better light because no matter who your representative is, and I think Tony Snow is probably proving that, showing that with President Bush. Tony Snow was a very reputable anchor on Fox, and he moved over and is fronting the Bush administration now. And to the extent that the Bush administration is effective, he's effective. And to the extent that it's not, he's not.
Right. But in terms of public relations people, and we had Karen Foss on yesterday on the show, usually it's a good working relationship between the PR people and the media. Usually. I
mean, yeah, sure.
I mean, unlike Jamie Allman, where it just was a disaster. I mean, you can't lie, you can't cheat, and you can't steal, because the second you do that, you're exposed, and then you lose all credibility, and then you lose your job.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
Even though I don't think Ameren UE needs to put a new face on things, I have become a apologist for Ameren UE.
You have?
Yes, I have. Yeah.
And why is that?
You know what? I don't think anybody can plan for the storms that we had. I don't think you can, you know, when whole trees come down, I don't care how many branches you shave off, And, you know, you've got thousands of people coming in from all over the area to get the work done. It's going to take 2 weeks.
Well, and I like to say that my power stayed on throughout all of these events.
Right.
And we did take in people, relatives and friends, and accommodated them at a reduced rate. So I actually made money off of this.
Well, not only that, the Missouri side of Ameren UE hasn't had a rate increase in 20 years.
Right. Some of the lowest utility rates in the country.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
So Karen has some things to work with. But I think largely it isn't so much her relationship with the press, because I don't think the press here is particularly difficult with PR people. It's going to be Ameren and her relationship with the ratepayers and whether or not they can get along.
But it will be interesting if you ever see Mike Bush asking Karen Foss a tough question.
Yes, that'll be
interesting.
Fun.
That'll be interesting to watch.
That should be fun. Yeah.
All right, Sweeps Month is over, and you have some of the best and worst stories for us?
Well, in the worst category, starting on the negative side, I found the commercials that tout these Sweeps Month projects were the worst. They come off as sleazy and sensational, and then when you get to the report itself, they're fine.
Right.
Basically, they try to scare you into watching or titillate you into watching, and sometimes maybe a little bit of both.
Right.
In terms of cosmetic surgery and things like that. But I found a lot to like. Lisa Zygmunt did a terrific report on infection rates at hospitals, which it was interesting because it turned on its head the concept you have about television news, which is shallow but first, okay?
Right.
In this case, the Post-Dispatch was first reporting on the infection rates at hospitals, some figures that were gathered by the government, did just 600 words, a little shallow. Lisa comes along a month later and does a 2-3-minute report on the air, in depth, had all the caveats in place, not sensational. And then you go to their website for even more on this thing. It's the kind of reporting that you might expect to see in the Post-Dispatch. But Lisa did it.
So you're saying in this instance, television news beat the local newspaper?
I think so.
Yeah.
In that regard, Elliot Davis did You Asked For It piece on pay raises for East St. Louis officials. And what was notable about that was you usually see people running away from Elliot Davis when they've been caught with their hand in the till or whatever. And East St. Louis officials, I think city council members got something like 60% pay increases because they'd done obviously such a fine job with that community. But what was interesting about that report, you can go online. The great thing now about these reports that you hear about on television, you can go online and watch them again at your leisure. Elliot Davis gets in Carl Officer's face and, basically turns, he didn't run away. He said, they should get more. And I should get more. He says, you get what you pay for in terms of your public officials. You want lousy public officials? Don't pay them very much. So I thought that was great theater, if not great reporting.
Absolutely. I agree with Mayor Officer.
I mean, there's a case to be made that you should pay public officials more. Then Steve Shamraz at KMOV, an investigative reporter there, walked into a rail yard to demonstrate that almost anybody can walk into a rail yard and plant explosives if they want. He wandered around for a while, and that was a good report. My suggestion for Steve would be to go ride Greyhound, because have you ridden a Greyhound lately?
Not in a while, no.
Well, the security at bus stations is, let's just put it this way, you can get on a bus with all the shampoo and toothpaste that you want. Nobody is checking. I don't want to give terrorists any ideas, but, that's what I worry about.
Right, yeah, okay. Those were some of the good ones. What are some of the bad ones?
I didn't find anything bad. I found boring. I found some stories that, that would tell me things that I already knew. There was a report, I think, just a couple of days ago about a police raid in which they arrested a couple of guys, ne'er-do-wells, and the prosecutor threw out the charges. I think that was a Mike Owens report, you know, that happens every day. Prosecutors throw out charges.
Right.
But I, you know, it's interesting. I've been watching more television now since I got away from the paper, and we used to think, well, you know, they just do the shallow stuff. They don't do it frequently enough. It's always on, you know, sweeps month. They'll save everything up, and then you won't see anything from
right.
March until I think the next sweeps is, what, October, November?
Right.
You won't see a whole lot. But what they do during sweeps month is pretty salutary.
Interesting, because actually those stories you quoted, every sweeps period you would get one or two great stories. But then you would always get the ones where, you know, do you have foot fungus? Foot fungus can ruin your life. You know, tune in Tuesday or something. I mean,
That's something ridiculous.
But, you know, those were actually legitimate stories. And kudos to our good friend Lisa Zygmunt over at Channel 5, who's a friend of the show.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, she does good work.
Yeah, she's a sweetheart. All right. Dick Weiss with our media critic. Anything you want to criticize about this show in the last week?
I thought we had a great show last week. I gave it high marks. My wife said we sound like a bunch of 12-year-olds, so she's my media critic.
So you were criticized.
Victoria, what is your point of view on that one? You were.
I was a bystander watch. It was fun and frolicking, I guess I could call it. Just it was the boys' club. It was fun to listen to.
Yeah. All right. All right. Also, WeissWrite.com is your blog. WeissWrite.
That's correct.
WeissWrite.
That's the plug.
WeissWrite. .com. It's his blog, workshops, all sorts of great things from a 30-year veteran of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, editor there, editor extraordinaire, and our media critic. And he takes us to task as well as his old employer and everybody else. Dick, always a pleasure. We'll see you next Friday.
Okay.